KSRN News, I'm John Scott. U.S. Senator Bob Menendez will resign from office August 20th, following his conviction for taking bribes for corrupt acts, including acting as an agent of the Egyptian government. That's according to a person familiar with the matter who spoke to the Associated Press on the condition of anonymity. House Speaker Mike Johnson responds to news that Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle has resigned.
Our reaction, the immediate reaction to her resignation is that it is overdue. She should have done this at least a week ago. I'm happy to see that. I'm happy to see that she has heeded the call of both Republicans and Democrats.
Cheadle, who had served as Secret Service Director since August 2022, had been facing growing calls to resign. Meanwhile, a bipartisan House task force has been launched to investigate the Trump rally shooting on July 13th. Correspondent Bernie Bennett with details.
House Speaker Mike Johnson and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries announced Tuesday the creation of a bipartisan House task force to investigate the Trump assassination attempt. The two congressional leaders said in a joint statement, quote, "The security failures that allowed an assassination attempt on Donald Trump's life are shocking. In response to bipartisan demands for answers, we are announcing a House task force made up of 7 Republicans and 6 Democrats to thoroughly investigate the matter." The statement also said the task force will make recommendations for reform to relevant government agencies. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, now that she has secured the support of enough Democratic delegates to become her party's nominee against Donald Trump, after President Biden stepped aside on Sunday, Vice President Harris hitting the campaign trail today. Harris delivering remarks at a campaign event in Milwaukee. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 60 points now, and the NASDAQ adding 18. This is SRN News. An ancient Christian building is discovered in the Middle East.
Archaeologists have unearthed the remains of what is believed to be the home of a bishop in Bahrain, demonstrating the spread of Christianity in the region before the adoption of Islam. The groundbreaking find was constructed sometime in the 4th century and shows how followers of Christ had established themselves in what is now Bahrain, an island nation in the Persian Gulf off the coast of Saudi Arabia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Turkish government will no longer send imams to work in mosques across Germany. The decades-old practice has come under intense criticism in recent years as German authorities accused Turkish imams of abusing their positions to promote support for Turkey's ruling Justice and Development Party. The German government says it plans to replace the imported imams with clergy trained in Germany. There are about 5 million Muslims in the country. This is SRN News. On the international front, foreign correspondent Charles Deledesma reports Ukrainian, Italian, and Lithuanian athletes are among the arrivals at Paris's international airport ahead of the July Olympics.
With the start of the Olympics just days away, athletes from around the world are touching down in Paris ahead of Friday's opening ceremony. All of them have high expectations. Italian rower Vincenzo Abagnale says he hopes to perform at his best.
We have a good preparation. I hope for our best performance.
Ukrainian athletes, too, are present, despite the backdrop of war in their homeland. Another rower, Anastasia Kozhenkova, "We're grateful to our armed forces, but I wanted the victory here to be the same as the victory at home." I'm Charles Deledesma.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.